Perek Hazel Gadol.
So how do we get it? If we said that ingrained in the person are madrigas of connection of Ruchnius, etc., which the Otzo is able to create this barrier and disconnect himself from his own reality. So how do you do that? The answer is Elo Shumis Kachash. He denies it. So by defining myself as all I am is this physical being with all the limitations of physicality, I therefore created a fortress where I can stay in ensconced in my tumah. Because what do you offer me? I'm only a human being, and the human beings are and all the chazals will tell you how bad people are, and that's me. So okay, so at that point in time, what do you want from me? It's not the law about Sveto Baba. Let's think about it. We have tremendous effort to try to get a moment of unsuccessful. If we would overcome this problem, remove that problem. Imagine if we wouldn't have this problem. So Atzlus creates the Hashkafic concept that God is very far away. And we can say the most Kabbalah, Tipa, Kabbalah, and Gedanken, and understanding the philosophical concepts of the Creator, as long as we don't feel them in our hearts. That's all it wants to accomplish. We're willing to allow you to have the most deep philosophical understandings. But that's deep philosophical, deep understandings. And it's good, so that's, I'm not there yet, type of a thought process. But the goal is it's not here. Kavana should not be difficult. Kavana should be that the person is naturally connected and understanding to his creator. He's talking to his creator. The fact that we find it difficult because the Atzlus has created this barrier to this connection, this higher connection that we're trying to accomplish.
The whole mindset by Chorsky, right?
I said that last time. Okay. I said it on this. Okay. So okay, we need to overcome it. On those kugim l'gmura, so we need gmura. So we're grappling with that the refuah is taking the medication called gemura, but the atzus says you're not in the mood of taking the medication. So the refuah never happens because the atzus doesn't let you do what you have to do to overcome atzus. Right? I relate very much to that cycle. I don't know what you guys do. atzmoi negativoi. So what a kasha he has scholars haknisa lavoida pratis b'mais. Translating something into the actions b'mais is very difficult. Kama chenuchol likvay, we can almost say definitively ki amochama neged kvedus haguf he has scholars on. But this step, where the person is overcoming that the loneliness of the goof, not loneliness of taiva, but loneliness of just of lack of moving, that is when the person has entered into the state of being Adam, as opposed to being just off. He scabbers al yisaito offer next amal fenenu derech aliyah legam. If we don't, we're not miscabber over it, so it's sealed off. Okay. Points over here. Try to give a mushal of mice. I don't know. Personal experiences, or you've seen it in the cover. You had people which, like, went through school, college, work, yeshiva, whatever it is, and never seemed to get their act together. Right? At some point in their life, something came along, and, you know, things change. And you meet the guy later, and it's like, you know, you don't recognize him, like a whole different person. So what happened? There was something which gave him the bump that he needed to get over his challenges. And he took his life into his hands. And he started working on it. So all of those, he's a different person than he was before. There's something new there which wasn't intrinsic in the person. The person had all those abilities all along. He just never, whatever reason, he never was able to get his act together to make that happen. Now something happened which gave him the oomph that he needed to overcome it. It could be an illness, it could be a difficult situation, it could be a trend of simcha, whatever it is, gave him the oomph that he needed to get going. And once he's going, he's going. And it's almost like now it looks natural to him. But getting over that hump is extremely difficult. That's all. Base, you should offer, it's not only Atzlus, it's Atzlus and Yush. All three go together. So when he says Atzlus, he doesn't just mean, you know, laziness. It's not a question that we translate laziness. The issue is laziness. Right? The issue is that he's in a state of inertia and he has to create a state of forward motion. So that's Atzlus. It's also, the Atzlus says, you know, I'm stuck here, that's the way it is. So emotionally, he says, it's depressing. If a person would think about the fact that I'm stuck here, at, you know, I'm 37 years old, and this is the way I'm going to be the rest of my life. You know, that's pretty sad, pretty depressing. The reality is, a person should be growing all of his life. I have to tell you, I had a beautiful thing. I spoke for the Chill Initiative. I spoke for Shoshudas 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Let's track the time. So Marvin Connick comes over to me afterwards. He says, Rabbi, you added a new dimension to my understanding of Tefillah, and I'm going to incorporate that in my Tefillah. From now on, I'll be different than I was before. Guy's 86. Okay? You know? I was like, isn't that beautiful? Like, you know, he's 86, he's busy working on Tefillah. My sheriff told me recently that he's retired now. So he's not a big rush. He's half a Adami every morning before he leaves. He sits down for a minute or two, and he's burning. That's the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him and his family. So he had like another tzitzimana tefillah he didn't have before, just to sit there and to contemplate the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, so he's adding like another, like 91. Yeah, but I can dive a little better now. Like, we tell a person, like, this is you, and the sect just say, this is you, this is where you're going to stay, this is with all, you're good and you're bad, this is you, accept the bad, live with, be happy about the good, and buy a good guy. This is no, I think there was a study done, I forgot what it was, maybe now it's changing with it, I don't know, but there was a study done on the internet, about the absorption of information. So a child from the year, when a child is born until age 18 or 22, the rate of growth of information that the child absorbs per year is tremendous amounts of information. And from age 25 and onwards, the rate of absorption of new information the average, they say if the person increases their knowledge at 25% per year, the first 25 years of their life, and afterwards they increase it by about 1%.
There's no room in the brain?
No, there's plenty of room in the brain. It's just people stop learning new things. And so they are, and that's it, It's like, we don't think like that. And then the rest of your life, either you're doing your job that you know how to do, maybe learn a few new things in the job, remaining the same, whatever you are, with your wife and your kids as you always are. And then yourself. Because you shouldn't be bored. But boredom, Betzim, is it's all part of this. I'm stuck somewhere, so I'm bored. The person who's always learning something new, he's much less bored. Right? So the person always conquering new territory. The first thing is 86, he says, I can make my davening better. It's hard to be bored at that point in time. Like the guy's in a growth mode. 86. Which is pretty scary. Baruch Hashem. So you said an offer isn't just atzlus; it's the atzlus and the yish which comes with it. Right? I'm stuck in a situation. That's what I have. Okay, so we're just in the meter, which is the lion overcome is gemurah. What is gemurah? We see in the Hagdara Brura, Mamaus Hagmurah, the time and space of Mah. Listening, Mamas Hamaskirim Alek Sham. Mishnah says, Mamas Hamaskirim Gemurah Sham. So why does it say Gemurah Sham? The main thing is Sham. When you mention Sham, why are they referred to as Gemurah Sham? It says, Mechon Horb Kaicha, Nezar Migmura. So why do we focus on the word Gemura, not the word Kaicha? Gemura includes Kayak and Gedula. Okay. Merits or mamets, he has the drive, the push, nafshi v'gufni, physical and emotional. Called such a rule is darish kayach. You need the ability to push. Ulam kayach levad eno gvura. Rakasher kayach mishtalav im gedula megiim legvura. Okay. So imagine you have a fellow who's physically strong and he's emotionally, he can push through things, but he doesn't believe he has the ability to accomplish them. It's not going to happen. The person believes in the godless that he has, so then he takes the kayach that he has and uses it for his godless. The result result of that is Gemurah. So the hero is the person who believes he can make a difference, and so he believes in his ability to make a difference, and he has the ability to make a difference. So I need the belief, the godless, and I need the ability. One without the other is not going to happen. Feeling is very perfect. Gamma godless atom is kibaris al koshim manius hemeli of hemeshbot. Godless itself creates a whole different. Once I understand what I am, so I understand that I don't belong here. So that itself generates ability. We point out each person has the makom of godless. So over there, I feel that. You know, I'm very good at, you know, people skills. So over there, I feel very comfortable stretching myself. So I will greet more people, interact with more people, think about more people, etc. Learning, I'm not so good at, so I'm not going to try learning. So I'm still stuck in my mode. Im God who bechesed, yedo liskarba lakashim itzad b'maisa chesed. God who bechesed them, iskarba lakashim shemadol emes. Al gvura on medaber mekasher yesh liskarba lakashim she'enam mitchum agavus. The var b'hal chavod b'ez Hashem. We have to explain how that works. I have to go to my.